His interpreter is Claudia Diaz Machado. Yay. She drove here from Ohio, from Akron area, Cleveland area. She drove to interpret today. We were actually going to have her on FaceTime, and it didn't quite work out. And the Lord had put it in her heart the night before. Well, why don't you just drive? And so we were just honored to have her. We've been friends of Claudia and Altura for many years. Do you have a picture of their family, Aaron? There's Altura. That's her husband. And this is all their daughters. And then we also have a picture of Pastor Perez. There. I'm working on that. And his family. And we're honored to have them with us. We love them. We're getting to know them. I encourage you to get to know them. And it's a lovely, lovely family. And they are starting a work here at River of Life, Rio de Vida. And so we're excited about that. So we're going to hear him preach today. Amen. And Claudia's going to interpret and preach right beside him. So without any further delay, we're going to ask Pastor Perez, right? I'm working on it. Yeah, come on up, and let's give him a warm welcome. And he'll be up here at the pulpit. And Claudia will be right over here to interpret. How many of you, this is the first time you've experienced a sermon with interpretation? Okay, so there are some first-timers up here.
Good morning.
So we're just going to turn you loose, and there's the pulpit. God bless you.
Bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Dios les bendiga, hermanos.
God bless you, brothers and sisters.
Dios bendiga a la doctora Janet.
God bless Dr. Janet.
A pastor.
Pastor Leonard,
bien, a sus líderes,
the leadership of the church,
y a todos ustedes, hermanos,
and each one of you this morning.
Agradezco la oportunidad de parte de Dios.
I'm thankful for the opportunity from God to be here this morning.
Es un privilegio poder compartir la palabra esta mañana con ustedes.
It's a privilege to be here and share God's word with you.
Prácticamente estaremos haciendo un resumen de todo lo que se ha estudiado en los anteriores domingos.
So basically, he's making a summary of what you guys have been learning for the last few weeks.
Y estamos esperando que Dios hable a cada uno de nosotros.
And we're hoping and waiting on God to speak to us this morning. Do you believe that?
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Abra su Biblia.
Open your Bibles.
En Hechos.
In the book of Acts.
Capítulo 4.
Chapter 4.
Versículo 31.
Verse 31.
Le voy a leer tres versículos.
He's going to read three verses for you.
Dios bendiga a mi hermano Walter y sus niños.
Blessings to brother Walter and his children. His wife and his children. They are back there. If you want to... ¿Pueden decir hola, hermanos? That's his family. He's there waving at us. Dios les bendiga. Espérame tantito porque esto se me ha movido. 431.
Amén. Dice la palabra del Señor en el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. Versículo 31 del capítulo 4. Cuando hubieran orado, el lugar en que estaban congregados tembló y todos fueron llenos del Espíritu Santo. Y hablaban con denuedo la palabra de Dios.
It says in chapter 4, verse 31, and when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness.
Verso 32, y la multitud de los que habían creído era de un corazón y un alma, y ninguno decía ser suyo propio nada de lo que te poseía, sino que tenían todas las cosas en común.
Now the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul, Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common.
El versículo 33. Y con gran poder los apóstoles daban testimonio de la resurrección del Señor Jesús, y abundante gracia era sobre todos ellos.
And with great power the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all.
Hacemos una oración. Señor, en esta mañana te damos gracias.
Let's pray. Lord, we give you thanks in this morning.
Gracias, Señor, por el privilegio de poder compartir tu palabra.
Thank you for the privilege to share your word.
Señor, bendice nuestras vidas, Señor, Claudia y a mí.
Lord, bless our lives for everyone here, including us.
Y que tu palabra, Señor eterno, sea receptible para cada uno en esta mañana.
And then your word penetrates our hearts and we
toda
can receive it.
Toda la gloria
them.
Será para ti.
May all the glory be to you.
Amen.
Amen.
Agradezco también a Claudia, a su niña, que la acompaña, ¿verdad? Viajando de Ohio para poder traducir.
He's thanking me for traveling and my daughter, they're back there, you know, to be here with us. It's a privilege, you know, to see some familiar faces and some new faces here. Good to see you all. Gracias,
Amen.
Pastor.
Okay. La iglesia primitiva, la iglesia que comenzó, amén, era una iglesia que crecía, que caminaba en unidad.
The early church was a church that was growing and was walking in unity.
Era una iglesia ardiente, una iglesia poderosa.
It was a church on fire, a church with power.
De 120 personas que estaban congregados esperando la venida del Espíritu Santo.
From 120 people that were gathered together waiting for the Holy Spirit.
En un siglo llegaron a ser más de 120 llegaron a ser más de 10 millones en un siglo.
In one century they went from 120 to 10 million people.
Esta iglesia fue obediente cuando Jesús dijo, "Esperen en Jerusalén."
When Jesus said, "Wait in Jerusalem," they obeyed.
Van a ser revestidos con el poder del Espíritu Santo.
You will receive power from the Holy Spirit. Remember, that's what Jesus told them, to wait.
Amén. Ellos crecieron.
They grew.
Crecieron. Y por ellos es que nosotros también estamos hoy aquí.
And because of their obedience and because of them, we're here today.
No tenían los medios que hoy tenemos.
They didn't have the means that we have now.
No habían imprentas.
There was no printing press.
No había Facebook.
There was no Facebook.
No había Twitter. No había nada.
There was no Twitter. There was nothing. They didn't have what we have.
Pero ellos en 100 años crecieron más de 10 millones.
But in 100 years, they grew from 120 to 10 million.
¿A qué se debió su crecimiento?
Why? How is that happened?
¿Por qué nosotros no podemos imitar hoy en día lo que ellos hicieron?
Why is that we cannot mimic and follow that?
Dice la Biblia, ahí donde acabamos de leer,
the Bible says, and we just read it,
que ellos oraban.
That they prayed.
El día de Pentecostés,
the day of Pentecost,
nace de 10 días de oración.
It was birthed after 10 days of prayer.
Ellos estaban orando.
They were praying.
Estaban unánimes.
They were together.
Estaban juntos.
They were in unity.
Por un mismo propósito.
With one purpose.
Que la iglesia creciera.
That the church will grow and explode.
Si nosotros hoy en día nos ponemos en ese mismo propósito.
If we were to do the same today.
Para que la iglesia crezca.
So the church will grow.
Tenemos que unirnos en oración.
We will have to get together.
Tenemos que orar.
We will have to pray.
Para que nosotros podamos ver este lugar lleno para la gloria de Dios.
So we get to see this place filled for the glory of God.
Tenemos que estar unidos en un mismo propósito.
We will have to get together with one purpose.
Tenemos que orar.
We have to pray.
Amén.
Amén.
Era una iglesia que oraba.
They were a church that would pray.
Hechos capítulo 2, versículo 1 dice.
The book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 1 says.
Cuando llegó el día de Pentecostés,
when the day of Pentecost arrived,
estaban todos unánimes juntos.
All of them were together.
Unánimes quiere decir motivados por un mismo propósito.
In unity means they were following one purpose.
Un mismo propósito.
One purpose and one
purpose
alone. To grow.
Crecimiento.
Growth.
La iglesia nace para crecer.
The church is birthed to grow.
Y nosotros tenemos que crecer.
And
amen.
We have to grow. Amen.
Tenemos que crecer como iglesia.
We must grow.
Ese
as
es
a
el
church.
Propósito.
That's the purpose.
Por el cual estamos en este lugar.
That's the purpose why we're here in this place.
Y si lo hacemos todos juntos, unidos en oración.
And if we come together and we pray.
Lo vamos a lograr.
We will make it happen.
Amén. Tenemos que estar unánimes orando.
We have to be in unity praying.
Para nuestro crecimiento.
For our own growth and for the growth of the church.
Necesitamos crecer espiritualmente.
We have to grow in the spirit.
Necesitamos ese crecimiento.
We need the growth.
Necesitamos crecer numéricamente.
We have to grow in numbers as well.
Tenemos que crecer.
We must grow.
Necesitamos crecer geográficamente.
We have to grow outside of boundaries and outside of borders right here.
No solamente en Elkar.
Not just in
sino
Elkar,
crecer al mundo entero.
But expand to the world.
Que nuestro propósito sea el mismo.
That our purpose is the same.
De crecer juntos.
Grow together.
Pero esto no es fácil. But tenemos que orar.
But it's not easy. We must pray.
Amén. Tenemos que remover el principado, los gobernadores.
We have to remove the principalities and the governors in the air.
Amén. Tenemos que orar para que esto suceda. Queremos
we
ver milagros.
We must pray if we want to see miracles.
Queremos ver prodigios.
If we want to see prodigies, we want to see wonders, we have to pray.
Queremos ver lo sobrenatural de Dios.
If we want to see the supernatural of God, we have to pray.
Para ver la gloria de Dios.
If we want to see His glory, we have to.
Donde hay unidad, no hay divisiones.
Where there is unity, there is no division.
Donde hay unidad,
where there
no
is
hay
unity,
pleitos.
There is no quarrels.
No hay celos.
There is no jealousy.
No hay contiendas.
There is no fighting.
Porque todas estas cosas impiden al crecimiento de Dios.
Those things
de la iglesia.
Stop the growth of the church.
Donde hay unidad,
where there is unity,
tenemos que orar.
We have to pray.
El resultado de la unidad y la oración.
The result of the prayer and unity.
En Hechos capítulo 2 vimos
in Acts chapter 2,
que ellos fueron llenos del poder, fueron bautizados con el Espíritu Santo.
We see that they were filled with power and the Holy Ghost.
O sea, el resultado de la oración.
That was the result of prayer.
Viene a llenar nuestras vidas.
Fills our lives.
Si usted y yo oramos,
if you and I pray,
vamos a ser mujeres y hombres diferentes.
We will be men and women.
La iglesia diferente.
We will be a different kind of church.
Amen.
Amen.
¿Cuántos lo creen?
Do you believe this?
¿Puede darle una ofrenda de palmas al Señor?
Can we bring God up a praise?
El versículo que leímos en capítulo 4, versículo 31 de Hechos.
The verse we read in Acts chapter 4, verse 31.
Aquí hay otra oración.
There is another prayer there.
Ya no fue cuando ellos recibieron en ese momento en el capítulo 2 el bautismo del Espíritu Santo.
So in chapter 2 they were filled with the Holy Spirit, but in chapter 4.
Pero aquí ellos estaban orando también.
They were praying again.
Ellos estaban orando porque había sucedido algo.
They were praying because something had happened.
Porque Pedro, lleno del poder del Espíritu Santo,
because Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit,
habían orado en el templo de la Hermosa,
and they had been praying in the temple called
por un
the Beautiful,
paralítico que estaba ahí,
for a man that couldn't walk.
Hubo persecución para ellos.
They were persecuted because of that.
Pero,
but
ellos comenzaron a orar una vez más.
They started praying again, and that's chapter 4, verse
31. Y aquí estaban orando.
And they were praying again.
¿Y qué pasó? Otra vez fueron llenos del Espíritu Santo.
And what happened? They were filled with the Holy Spirit again.
El poder de la llenura, el bautismo del Espíritu Santo,
the power of the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
es darnos poder y libertad.
is to give us power and freedom.
Para ser testigo de los hechos gloriosos de Dios.
To be witnesses of the acts and the wonders that God has done.
El objetivo de la llenura, entonces,
so the objective
es que nos da poder.
Of being filled with the Spirit is to
nos
have
da
power,
libertad.
Is to have freedom.
Para ver hechos gloriosos de Dios.
To see His glorious acts.
Cuando hay una iglesia que está orando,
when there is a church that prays,
los milagros se ven.
The miracles happen. You see them.
Y nosotros queremos ver milagros.
And we want to see miracles, don't we?
Los tiempos de los milagros no han pasado.
The time of miracles and wonders is not over. It's not something from the past.
El mismo poder.
The same power.
El mismo poder
the same,
del cual
the
ellos
same,
fueron revestidos.
The same power that they, that came over them.
El mismo Dios.
The same God.
El mismo Espíritu Santo.
The same Holy Spirit.
Es el mismo que está hoy con nosotros.
Is the same Amén. That is here today
es el mismo
us.
Poder.
Is the same power.
Su poder no ha cambiado.
That power has not
Él
changed.
No cambia.
He doesn't change.
Él es hoy.
He is here.
Es mañana y será para siempre.
He's today, he's tomorrow, he's forever.
Esa es la llenura del poder del Espíritu Santo.
So being filled with the power of the Holy Spirit.
Por eso es necesario que seamos llenos.
We need it.
Seamos
we
revestidos.
Need to be filled. We need to be
seamos bautizados
with it. We need
con
to
el
be
poder.
Baptized with the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amén.
Amen.
Cuando el arresto de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
When Jesus was arrested.
Los discípulos.
The disciples.
No estaban con él más.
They were not with him anymore because he was taken away.
Habían huido.
They kind of flew.
Estaban miedosos.
They were scared.
Se estaban escondiendo.
They were hiding.
Cuando Jesús resucitó.
When Jesus raised from the dead.
¿Dónde estaban los discípulos?
Where were the disciples?
Algunos estaban pescando.
Some of them were fishing.
Otros estaban en su trabajo anterior.
Some were working where they used to work.
No estaban con él.
They were not with him.
Pero cuando vino sobre ellos.
But when it came upon them,
el poder del Espíritu Santo.
The power of the Holy Spirit.
Fueron llenos, fueron revestidos.
They were filled.
Dice la palabra del Señor en Hechos capítulo 2, versículo 14.
Acts chapter 2, verse 14 says.
Entonces Pedro.
So, and Peter.
Poniéndose en pie con los 11.
Standing with the 11.
Alzó la voz y habló diciendo.
Raised his voice and said.
Alzó la voz y habló diciendo.
He raised his voice and
said. Es decir, comenzó a testificar.
He started preaching.
Comenzó a testificar.
Yeah, he started testifying.
Y los 11 estaban ahí.
And the other 11 were there.
Los 11 estaban con Pedro.
The other 11 were with Peter.
Ya no estaba Pedro solo.
Peter wasn't alone anymore.
Los 11 estaban ahí representando.
The other 11 were him backing him up.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque estaban llenos because del they, poder del Espíritu Santo.
Because they were filled with the Holy
el
Spirit.
Miedo se les fue.
The fear was gone.
Y Pedro comenzó a hablar.
And Peter started speaking.
Y Pedro comenzó a predicar su primer mensaje.
And he started preaching his first message ever.
Y 3,000 personas vinieron al conocimiento de Dios.
And that day 3,000 came to the knowledge of God.
Se fue el miedo.
Fear was gone.
El miedo se fue fuera.
Yeah, the fear went running out the door.
Ahora ellos estaban revestidos del poder de Dios.
They were filled and clothed with the Holy Spirit and power.
Amen. Diga conmigo, miedo.
Say with me, fear.
Fuera.
Out.
Miedo.
Fear.
Fuera.
Out.
Amen.
Amen.
Cuando nosotros, ¿verdad que tenían miedo?
He said, so you were afraid to say that, didn't you?
Amen. Nosotros tenemos que ser llenos del poder de Dios.
We have to be filled with the power of God.
Ellos comenzaron a testificar. Pedro comenzó a predicar su primer mensaje.
Peter
3,000 almas.
Preaching his first message.
En su segundo mensaje, 5,000 almas vinieron.
In his second message, 5,000.
Otra vez,
again,
no habían redes.
There was no social media. There was no Facebook.
No había nada.
No Twitter, nothing.
Pero ellos estaban llenos del poder del Espíritu Santo.
But they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
Y lo que usted y yo necesitamos.
What you and I need.
ser llenos del poder del Espíritu Santo.
Is being filled with the Holy Spirit.
Para poder testificar allá afuera.
So we can testify and tell
them
out there.
Para que la gente que se está perdiendo.
So those that are lost.
Pueda venir al conocimiento de Dios.
Can come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Hay tanta gente perdiéndose allá afuera.
There is a lot of souls that are getting lost out there.
Había poder en ellos.
There was power in them.
Porque nacieron en un periodo de oración.
Because they were birthed in a period of prayer.
El paralítico estaba, lo ponían en la puerta de la hermosa.
The man that couldn't walk, he
todos
was,
los días.
Every day he would go and sit at the gates of the beautiful church. He would sit there every day, every day.
Cuando Pedro y Juan venían,
when Peter and John were coming,
a la hora novena,
to the ninth hour,
a la oración,
to pray,
estaba el paralítico ahí.
He was there, like he was every day.
Y él extendió su mano.
So the guy that couldn't walk,
pidiendo una limosna.
Do what he was doing, asking for money. He couldn't
walk. Pero Pedro y Juan venían revestidos del poder del Espíritu Santo.
But Peter and John were clothed with the power of the Holy Spirit.
Y le dijeron al hombre.
And they told him.
No tenemos plata.
We don't have any money.
Sí, como yo.
He's saying like him, I don't have any money.
No tenemos plata.
We don't have anything.
No tenemos oro.
We don't have gold, we don't have silver.
Pero lo que tenemos,
but what we have,
la llenura del Espíritu Santo,
that was inside of
el revestimiento
us,
del Espíritu Santo,
being clothed with the Holy Spirit,
lo que tenemos te damos,
for what I have, I give
en
you.
El nombre de Jesús,
in the name of Jesus,
levántate y anda.
Stand up and walk.
¿Qué pasó?
And what happened?
Aquel hombre,
the man,
entró saltando y alabando al Señor en el templo.
He started jumping and dancing and praising
Amen.
In the temple. Amen.
Se levantó.
He stand up.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque estos hombres iban revestidos del
Because
poder del Espíritu Santo.
Because two guys were
iban a orar al templo
with the Holy Spirit and they were going to pray.
Es lo que la iglesia necesita.
That's
hoy.
What the church needs.
Es lo que nosotros necesitamos
That's
hoy.
What we need today.
Yo le estoy predicando a la iglesia.
I'm preaching to the church today.
Nosotros somos la iglesia.
We are the church.
Lavados con la misma sangre
we
de Cristo.
We are washed with the same blood, the blood of Jesus.
Ellos eran.
They were.
Tenían poder.
They had the power.
Amén. Porque ellos oraban.
Because they prayed.
Dice la Biblia que cuando ellos, amén, después de levantar al paralítico,
the Bible says that after they raised the guy that couldn't walk,
fueron perseguidos.
They were prosecuted.
Y no fueron perseguidos por el gobierno.
And they were not being chastised by the government.
Fue una persecución religiosa.
It was a religious, kind of like a hunting witches, you know.
Fue una persecución por los saduceos.
Yeah, the Sadducees were just persecuting them and
por los heredianos,
for all the leaders
por los
of
fariseos,
the traditional church, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, those
una
were the
persecución
ones that
interna.
Were, it was like an internal affair in the church, you know.
Aunque ellos tenían contacto con el gobierno,
even though they had contact with the government,
pero la persecución fue dentro de ellos, dentro de los mismos.
But inside the church is what everything started.
¿Cuántas veces
how many times
decimos vamos a orar?
We say we're going to pray.
Algunos dicen sí, otros dicen no.
Some say yes, some say no.
Normalmente la iglesia no le gusta orar.
Usually the church doesn't like too much to pray, right?
Amen. Nos gusta otro tipo de actividad, menos la oración.
We like all kind of activities. We don't pray so much.
Pero es necesario orar.
But it's needed. We need to pray.
La iglesia creció porque ellos oraron.
The church grew because they were praying.
Si nosotros queremos ver maravillas, tenemos que orar.
If we want to see wonders, we have to pray.
Amén.
Amen.
La iglesia creció porque ellos oraban.
The church grew because they prayed.
Segundo lugar.
Number two.
La iglesia primitiva era una iglesia que amaba.
The early church was a church that loved.
Estaban llenos del poder.
They were filled with the power.
Y esto produjo en ellos amor.
And that produced in them love.
Ellos amaban.
They loved.
Dice la Biblia.
The Bible says.
En el capítulo 4, versículo 32.
Acts 4, verse 32.
Y la multitud de los que habían creído era de un corazón y un alma.
And the multitude that believed were in unity of soul and spirit.
Y ninguno decía ser suyo propio nada de lo que poseía.
And neither of them said that what they possessed was his own. but they had all things in common.
Sino que tenían todas las cosas en común.
They had all things in common.
Amén. Todas las cosas en común.
They had everything in common.
Era una iglesia que amaba.
That was, they were a church that
loved. Era una iglesia
loved.
Que compartía.
They were a church that shared.
Era una iglesia que se preocupaba por los marginados.
They were a church that cared for the poor.
Era una iglesia que sentía amor.
They were a church that
felt. Dice la Biblia que repartían sus bienes.
They shared what they had.
Y daban a los necesitados.
And give it to the poor.
Había amor en ellos.
There was love in them.
Una iglesia amorosa es importante.
Loving church, they were a loving church, and that is super important.
Las ofrendas que ellos daban voluntariamente.
The offerings that they gave out of their willingness,
era
of their
motivado
heart,
en su amor.
They were based on love.
Motivado por su amor.
Motivated for love.
Las ofrendas que ellos daban.
The offerings they gave.
Era por la fe que ellos tenían.
Because they were based on the faith
en Jesucristo.
That they had in Jesus Christ.
Esa era su motivación.
That was the motivation.
Ofrendaban.
They gave.
Voluntariamente.
They were giving offerings.
Y la iglesia crecía.
Their heart, and the church was growing.
Dice el versículo 33.
Verse 33 says.
El último párrafo. Y abundante gracia era sobre todos ellos.
In the last paragraph, and great grace was upon them.
Había abundancia de gracia sobre la iglesia.
There was abundance of grace upon the church.
Verso 34.
Verse 34.
Primer párrafo. Así que no había entre ellos ningún necesitado.
Nor was there anyone among them who lacked.
No había entre ellos ningún necesitado por el amor que habían ellos.
Because of love, nobody lacked anything.
Recuérdese que Cristo nos amó primero.
Remember, Jesus loved us first.
Nosotros no rogamos al Señor con nuestro amor.
We don't beg God to love us.
Voluntariamente se entregó en la cruz por usted y yo.
Jesus gave his life.
Él es la fuente de amor.
Out of the goodness of his heart and because of love.
Él es la fuente
he
de amor.
He is the source of love.
Y la iglesia.
And the church.
Debemos de amar.
We have to love.
Especialmente al prójimo.
Especially to our neighbor.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
El resultado de esta clase de amor.
The result of this kind of love.
Trae un avivamiento.
Brings an awakening.
Y crecimiento a las iglesias.
And growth to churches.
Cuando la iglesia ama.
When the church loves.
La iglesia crece.
The church grows.
Es importante.
It's super important.
El ministerio de los ujieres allá afuera.
The ministry of the ushers out there.
Es bien importante.
It's very important.
Le decía a la doctora Janet.
He was telling Pastor Janet.
A veces
Janet,
no es tanto la predicación del predicador.
Many times it's not the preaching done up here.
Sino es qué tan amable es usted cuando recibe a las personas allá.
But how they make you feel when you walk
through the door.
Cuando
llegan por primera vez.
When you come for the first time or when you bring a guest for the first time.
La
how
gente
they make
quiere
them
regresar.
Feel. You make them want to come back.
Por eso es importante el amor.
That's why love is very important.
Es importante que amemos. Amén.
It's very important that we love.
Que nos amemos entre nosotros.
And we love each other and we show it.
Y que amemos a los demás.
And we love other people.
Se acabaron los amenes.
So no more amens, brothers and sisters. Are we out of amens? That's what he's asking.
Pero este es el mensaje.
But this is the message.
Queremos ver cosas gloriosas.
If we want to see glorious things,
estas tres cosas son importantes
these three
para
things
la iglesia.
Are important.
La oración.
Prayer.
Si usted y yo oramos,
if we, you and I
va
pray,
a despertar amor en nosotros.
It's gonna awaken love in us.
Necesitamos orar para poder amar.
We have to pray so we can love.
Tercero y para concluir.
Okay, number three, and to finish.
La iglesia primitiva era una iglesia que testificaba.
The early church was a church that would share the news.
Ellos testificaban.
They shared.
Este verso o estos versículos del capítulo 4.
The verses that we read in chapter 4.
Pedro y Juan fueron encarcelados.
Peter and John were in jail.
Por haber realizado el milagro en el paralítico.
Because you know, remember they made the guy walk? So they end up in jail.
Cuando salieron de la cárcel,
so when they were released from prison,
ellos estaban testificando.
They were preaching, they were sharing.
Ellos estaban testificando. Y la iglesia,
and the church,
entonces después de que oyeron el testimonio de Pedro y Juan,
after they heard the testimony of Peter and John,
ellos también tuvieron valor.
They became courageous.
Amén. Y más oraban.
And they started praying more.
Cuando miraban las maravillas, más oraban.
The more miracles they saw, the more they prayed.
Nosotros necesitamos esto.
We need
orar.
This. We need to pray.
La iglesia primitiva era una iglesia que amaba, pero también era una iglesia que testificaba.
The early church was a church that loved, but also a church that would share the news.
El llamado a testificar.
The calling to share.
Resonaba en el corazón de ellos.
It was inside of them. It was rattling inside of them.
Recordaban las palabras de Jesús.
They remembered the words of Jesus.
Y me seréis testigos en Jerusalén.
You will be witness in Jerusalem,
en Judea,
in Judea,
Samaria,
in Samaria,
hasta lo último de la
tierra.
Into
the ends of the world.
Ellos lo tenían impregnado en su corazón.
It was inside of them. It was in their hearts.
Y testificaban.
And they will share it.
De las maravillas de Dios.
The wonders and the miracles.
Nosotros hemos dejado de testificar.
We have stopped sharing.
Tenemos que testificar.
We have to. We have to go back.
Dios sigue haciendo maravillas hoy en día.
God is still doing wonders today.
Le compartí a la doctora Janet.
I was sharing with Dr. Janet.
Hermana Silvia.
And Sister Sylvia.
En las reuniones que hemos tenido.
In the meetings they have had.
Le comentaba que mi hija Sarvia, que está ahora con nosotros.
He was sharing that his daughter Sarvia.
Había sido diagnosticado con una enfermedad.
She had been diagnosed with a disease.
Que a nosotros nos deprimió.
They were a little depressed with the diagnostic.
Como padres.
As parents, they were not too happy with it.
Nos dijeron, tu hija tiene lupus.
They were told that she had lupus.
Y usted sí sabe qué es eso.
And if you know that's a disease that attacks your body from the inside and pretty much eats you alive.
Lo único que nos quedaba era orar.
The only thing they had was prayer.
Aclamar al Señor.
Pray and ask God for mercy.
Un día estábamos sentados donde siempre nos sentamos.
One day they were sitting where they always sit.
No había pasado nada, no había oración, no sé en qué periodo del servicio estábamos.
Nothing special was happening. It was just during the service on a normal Sunday.
Mi hija dijo,
and Sarvia said,
a mi esposa,
to her mom,
usted me tocó.
Did you touch me?
No, no fui yo.
And the mom
fue
said,
mi papá.
I didn't. And so she said,
no,
maybe my dad touched me.
Tampoco mi papá, tampoco tu papá.
No, and the wife said, no, I didn't touch you.
Pero
and
alguien
he didn't
me tocó.
Touch you. And she said, somebody touched me.
Y yo le dije,
and I said to her,
ya sé quién te tocó.
I know who touched you.
Ya sé quién te tocó.
I know who's touching.
Y vamos a testificar porque alguien te tocó.
Because somebody touched you.
Y ese alguien.
And that one.
El Espíritu Santo.
Is the Holy Spirit.
Poder de Dios.
The power of God. Aleluya.
Cuando fuimos a la visita con el especialista.
So they went back to the specialist.
El especialista después de todos los análisis.
And after all the testing were run.
Nos dio la noticia.
He gave them the news.
Que mi hija.
That she.
Está sana completamente.
Healed, completely healed, completely whole. Aleluya.
¿Por qué cree que le predico de esto?
Guess what I'm preaching about this.
¿Por qué cree que le estoy predicando? Porque todavía en el día de hoy
Because
hay milagros.
Even today we can see miracles.
Necesitamos orar.
We need to pray.
Necesitamos crecer, creer.
We need to believe.
Necesitamos amar.
We need to love.
Pero necesitamos testificar.
But we also need to share.
De lo que Dios hace en nuestra
what
vida.
What God has done in our lives.
Todos los días Dios hace cosas grandes en
Every
nuestra vida.
Single day God is doing things.
Y tenemos que testificar.
And we have to speak it. We have to say it.
Alabado sea el nombre del Señor.
Praise be the Lord.
Es el poder de Dios, hermanos.
It's the power of God, brothers and sisters.
La gran comisión estaba
the great
en la mente
it was in their minds,
de los discípulos.
In the hearts of the disciples.
Y de hacer discípulos
Go
a todas las
and
naciones.
Make disciples of all nations.
Bautizándolos en el nombre del Padre.
Baptize them in the name of God.
Y del Hijo.
And the Son.
Y del Espíritu
and
Santo.
The Holy Spirit.
Ellos estaban maravillados del Evangelio.
They were marveled at the gospel.
Ellos estaban maravillados del Evangelio.
They were marveled at the gospel.
El Evangelio es poder de Dios.
The gospel is power of God. It's the power.
Pablo dijo.
Paul said.
No me avergüenzo del evangelio.
I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
Porque es poder de Dios.
Because it's power for salvation.
Para salvación.
Yep.
Amén.
Amen.
El evangelio es poder de Dios.
The gospel is the power of God.
Es una relación con él.
It's a relationship with him.
Y esa relación tiene que nacer en oración.
And that relationship must be birthed in prayer.
Orar con él.
Talk to him.
Estar con él.
Intimidar con
él.
Be with him and in intimacy with him.
Que nada detenga la iglesia River of Life.
Then nothing, that way nothing stops the church River of Life.
Estamos a punto de comenzar algo en español.
We're about to start something in Spanish.
Y esto es lo que queremos.
And this is what we want.
Que la iglesia crezca.
That the church grows.
Que nuestras oraciones, amén.
That our prayers
sean contestadas y gente comience a venir a este lugar.
Be answered and people start coming to this place.
Y que podamos ver este lugar completamente lleno.
And that we can see this place
para
full,
la gloria de Dios.
For the glory of God.
Es lo que deseamos.
That's what we want. That's what we wish.
Amén.
Amen.
Dele palmas al Señor.
Give him praise.
Todos tenemos que estar unidos en esa misma visión.
We have to be together in unity in this vision.
Tenemos que ser obedientes como ellos.
We must be obedient like they were.
Esperaron la promesa del Espíritu Santo.
Wait on the promise of the Holy Spirit.
Estaban en oración.
They were in prayer. They were waiting. They
fueron
were together.
Llenos.
They were filled.
Tuvieron valor.
They were courageous.
Hablaron con denuedo, dice la palabra.
They were speaking with boldness.
Hablaron con valor.
Yep. Boldness was upon them.
No tuvieron miedo.
They were not afraid.
Porque estaban llenos del poder de Dios.
Because they were filled with the power
no
of the Holy
importaba.
Spirit.
No les importaba.
They didn't care.
Morir.
Even to,
si
if they
era
had
necesario.
To die if that was necessary.
El Sanedrín o el consejo
the council,
que mandó
the
a matar
Jewish
a Jesús
church that condemned Jesus to die
era el mismo consejo
they were the same,
que juzgó a Pedro y a Juan.
They were the same guys that now were judging Peter and John.
Ellos no tuvieron miedo.
But they were not afraid.
Si había que morir
if you have to die
ellos morían también.
They were willing to do it.
Ya no fue como cuando arrestaron a Jesús, tenían miedo.
Remember that before they were
ahora
hiding
estaban llenos.
And they were scared when Jesus died.
Ahora
they
estaban
were not
llenos
afraid
del poder
anymore.
De Dios.
Fear was not there anymore.
Ya lo que la iglesia necesita.
And that's what the church needs.
Poder. Si
power.
Es necesario morir por la causa
and if we
de
have
nuestro
to die,
Señor Jesucristo.
So be it.
¿Qué persecución tenemos nosotros ahora?
What kind of persecution do we face today?
¿Qué?
I mean, really, what are we facing today?
Nada nos persigue.
Nothing is chasing us. Nothing is condemning us.
Tenemos que testificar.
We have to share.
Con oración y amor.
With prayer and love.
Y testimonio.
And the word of your testimony.
La iglesia creció.
The church grew.
Y nosotros tenemos que crecer.
And we have to grow too.
Tenemos que unirnos en oración.
We have to get together in prayer.
Tenemos que amar.
We have to love.
Tenemos que testificar.
We have to testify.
Y miraremos la gloria de Dios.
And we will see the glory of God.
Queremos ver el poder de Dios.
We want to see it, don't we?
Queremos ver los milagros de Dios.
We want to see the miracles.
Los milagros no han pasado.
The miracles are still a thing of today.
Son evidentes hoy en día.
They are evident. We can still see them.
I mean, necesitamos gente de valor.
We need people of courage and valor.
Para poder
so,
testificar.
So we can go out and testify. Amen. Amen.
¿Cuánto lo vamos a hacer?
Are we going to do it?
Ya lo estamos haciendo.
Are we doing it already?
Amen.
Amen.
Alabado sea el nombre del Señor.
Praise be the Lord.
Aleluya. En esta hora vamos a voy a terminar con una oración.
He's gonna finish with prayer.
Esto es todo lo que tengo, lo poco que tengo en mi corazón.
This is what he wanted to share, but
para
he wants
compartir
to finish.
Con ustedes.
After sharing, he wants to finish with a prayer.
Y una vez más quiero agradecer.
And again, he wants to thank
a los pastores,
Pastor Janet and
a
Pastor Leonard, and all of you for being here today.
Por recibirnos.
Just for welcoming Amen. Us to this morning.
Y poder compartir con ustedes.
So he can share with you.
La palabra.
The word.
Del Señor.
Of the Lord.
Así que. Le doy gracias al Señor.
So let's thank the Lord.
Tenemos entonces. que orar, amar y testificar.
So we have three things that
tres
we have to do.
Simples.
Three things, very simple.
Que
we have to pray,
hicieron,
we have to love,
para que la iglesia
and
crezca.
We have to share so the church
Amén.
Grows.
Queremos Amen. Ver la gloria de Dios en este lugar.
We want to see the glory of God in this place.
Señor, en esta tarde,
Father,
póngase
this
de pie
afternoon.
Si puede.
Will you stand up with us, please?
Yo voy a orar en español y yo no sé hasta dónde pueda orar tanto y mi hermana Claudia pueda seguirme.
He's going to pray in Spanish, so I'll try to follow him as fast as I can in English, okay? Buckle up, everyone. Here we go.
Pero quiero darle la gloria al Señor
we
en esta
give
hora.
You glory, Lord.
Quiero levantar mis manos
we want to raise our hands before you, Father.
El Espíritu Santo es el mismo.
The Holy Spirit is the same.
El Espíritu Santo es la tercera persona
the Holy
de la
Spirit,
Trinidad.
The third person of the Trinity.
Y cuando usted escucha
and when you hear
que el Espíritu Santo es la tercera persona
that the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity,
usted cree que está lejos.
You think that he's far away.
Pero el Espíritu Santo no está lejos.
But the Holy Spirit is here.
El Espíritu Santo está en usted.
He's not far away. He's
el Espíritu
inside
Santo
of you.
Está aquí.
The Holy Spirit is
el
here.
El Espíritu Santo está aquí en este lugar.
The Holy Spirit is in this place.
Espíritu Santo, yo sé que tú estás aquí.
Holy Spirit, we know you're here.
Yo sé que tú estás aquí en este lugar.
We know you're in this place.
Señor, en esta hora.
Father, in this
si
time,
alguien tiene alguna necesidad.
If anyone has a need.
En el nombre de Jesús de Nazaret.
In the name of Jesus.
Tu mano de poder, Señor.
May your hand.
Sea sobre él o sobre ella.
All power be upon the
ahora,
person.
En el nombre de
right
Jesús.
Now, in the name of Jesus.
Espíritu Santo,
Holy Spirit,
en esta hora.
In this hour.
Llena nuestras vidas.
Fill our lives.
Al igual que lo hiciste, Señor, con la iglesia primitiva.
In the same way you did it with the early church.
Para que nosotros podamos, Señor.
So we can.
Ser una iglesia de valor.
Be a church of courage.
Que podamos predicar, Señor.
So we can preach.
Tu palabra.
Your word.
A la ciudad de Elkhart.
To the city of Elkhart.
Que podamos, Señor.
So we can.
Ser una iglesia.
Be a church.
Que ame.
The church that loves.
En nuestra comunidad.
In our community.
Y nuestra comunidad, Señor.
In our community.
Comience a llegar.
Starts
a este lugar.
Starts coming to this place.
Por causa, Señor.
For the, for
de nuestro
your,
amor,
for the
Señor,
cause and the reason of our love. Your love shown to us
tarde, Señor,
in this
eterno.
Afternoon, Lord.
Oh, Dios de la gloria.
Lord of all glory.
Llena, Señor, nuestras vidas.
Fill our lives.
Llena nuestras vidas.
Fill our lives today.
Llena nuestras vidas.
Fill our hearts.
Espíritu Santo,
Holy
llena
Spirit,
nuestras vidas.
Fill us.
Oh, Espíritu Santo, el Espíritu
oh, Holy
Santo
Spirit.
Es el mismo.
The Holy Spirit is the same.
Hoy.
Oh, today.
Ayer,
and yesterday
siempre.
And forever.
Espíritu Santo,
Holy
llena la vida.
Spirit.
Y aquel que está necesitando.
If there is a person that needs something.
Y aquel que dijo quizás hoy mi última vez que voy a la iglesia.
Perhaps somebody said today is the last day I'm coming to church.
Oh Señor, llénalo, Señor.
Oh Lord, get a hold of them.
Dale valor, Señor.
Give them courage.
Para seguir adelante, Señor.
So they can keep going.
Sabemos que hay luchas.
We know there is
sabemos
battles.
Que hay pruebas.
We know the struggle.
Sabemos que hay enfermedades.
We know there is disease and sickness.
Pero sabemos que es más poderoso.
But we know you are
the
all powerful and you are with us.
Que el que está fuera.
Greater is he that is in me
Señor,
that is in the world. Today
bendice
in this
la iglesia.
Lord. Bless the church, Lord.
Ríos.
Real, river of life.
De vida. Bendice, Señor.
Bless the Lord.
Bendice a los pastores.
Bless the pastors.
Bendice a los líderes.
Bless the leadership.
Bendice, Señor, a la iglesia en general.
Bless the church
aquellos
in general,
que no están
Lord.
Ahora.
Bless the ones that are going to be
domingo.
Here today. The ones that
pueden
are going to be here
lugar,
next week. Bless them,
y que
Lord.
Juntos
and together,
podamos alabar tu nombre.
We're going to praise your name.
Señor eterno, en tu corazón ha nacido.
Lord, in your heart
y aquí comencemos,
has,
Señor.
Been, has birthed the desire to start a Hispanic church in this place.
Señor eterno, que todo sea para tu gloria.
Lord, may all be for your glory.
A ti daremos la honra.
We give you all the honor
y la gloria, Señor
and the glory
eterno.
Forever.
Seguiremos orando, Señor.
And we will keep praying.
Y miraremos tu gloria, Padre.
And we will see your glory.
Gracias en esta hora.
Thank you, Lord.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Le damos gracias.
We give you thanks.
Amen, Señor.
Amen.
Amen.
Aleluya.
Dale una ofrenda de palmas al Señor.
All right,
si puede.
Let's give the Lord a hand.
Alabado Dios.
Praise be the Lord.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Puede sentarse.
You may be seated.
Damos gracias al Señor.
We thank the Lord.
Una vez agradecimientos.
We give the Lord thanks.
A Claudia. Amén. Al último, en los últimos dos días, tres días.
In the last 2 to 3 days.
No sabíamos qué hacer.
We were not sure what we were going to do.
No teníamos traductor.
They didn't have a translator.
Y yo le dije a la pastora.
And he told Dr. Janet.
Yo creo que es mejor que usted lo haga.
He told her that it was better for her to preach this morning.
Pero ella dijo no.
But she said no.
Lo vamos a hacer así.
We're going to do it this way.
Y todo iba a ser por pantalla.
And everything was going to be on the screen.
Pero como esos son los pensamientos de nosotros.
But that's what we think, and God is thinking something different.
Pero
right?
Dios piensa diferente.
Yep. The Lord is up to something.
Y tuvimos
so.
A ella.
Yeah, God opened doors for us to be here. It was a 4-hour drive for us, but it's fun. We love it here.
Yo creo que podemos darle un aplauso por haber llegado.
Praise
Amén.
The Lord.
Gracias.
Aleluya.
Gracias, Claudia. Gracias. Amén por estar con nosotros.
Gracias.
Gracias por...
Mi honor.
Que no sea la primera vez.
May this be not just the first time.
A lo mejor aquí están haciendo un ministerio.
He's saying maybe there is a ministry
en otras iglesias.
In other churches. Hey, who knows what God has in store,
aquí.
Right? Hey, we didn't know what God had in store Amen. For this week, right? So,
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Dios les bendiga.
God bless you.
Gracias.
Amen. Let's
Amen.
Give the Lord another praise. How wonderful, how blessed we are with the word of the Lord. Amen.